The Hollywood blockbuster summer season has come to an end, so was it a bust or was it a blockbuster season? We'll let you know. And we're talking about Game of Thrones. It's finally ended. We have one more season left. We don't know when it's going to start, but we're going to talk about everything that happened in the last season and what we think is going to happen next season.
And I'm only hours away from being scared shitless by the new It movie, but I've got some good news. People are losing their jobs because of this movie. I'm so excited to announce this piece of pop culture headlines for this week. You're listening to Pop Culture Connoisseurs, A Gallon of Gay.
What's going on? What's happening? What are you telling me?
I would like to extend to you an invitation to the pants party.
It's time for the Pop Culture Connoisseurs, A Gallon of Gay podcast. With Kitty.
One time, she punched me in the face. It was awesome.
And Nick.
He's the gay of my dreams.
And they have this book, this burn book, where they write mean things about all the girls in our grade.
What does it say about me?
You're not in it.
Those bitches.
All right, welcome to episode 132. As you just heard, we're the Pop Culture Connoisseurs, A Gal and a Gay. I'm Mick.
And I'm Kitty. Thanks for joining us.
And we want to let you know real quick, we did a behind-the-scenes video, just a couple-minute video, as we were preparing and doing our cold open that you just heard. Mm-hmm. So go to our Facebook page and you can watch the video.
Yes, and you'll see how many times we mess up because of me. I was a little nervous with the video camera. I don't know. You'd think by now I'd be used to this sort of thing, but I'm not.
We are living in a digital world.
We are, I know.
Your every move is being recorded.
That's what I don't like. It's very scary. So
anyway, you did great.
Thank you.
You did great.
Thank you.
So yeah, we've got a lot to talk about in this episode. We just finished watching the season 7 finale of Game of Thrones about a week ago. And so it's been fun over this last week to kind of read these new articles about some of the theories. And also some of the behind the scenes. They're just starting these behind the scene videos for Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm. And it's very interesting. I don't know if you watched the one with Lena and Nikolai.
No.
Just watching them like bust up and crack up, in these serious scenes and kind of giving, it's not all doom and gloom behind the scenes in Game of Thrones, and they have a lot of fun, and it's a big family. So it's all. I love being able to see the other side of the camera and
I love seeing how
it all comes together.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, we'll be talking about Game of Thrones here in a little bit, but we have some headlines to get to. But first, we're going to talk about what we've been watching on the TV.
Yeah,
lots of stuff.
And so this week we have been really supporting Stars, the network Stars. Mm-hmm. You started it.
I did.
With
Outlander.
Outlander.
Finally started watching Outlander. It has a huge following. It's a lot of fans of the show, and I'd always been meaning to watch it, and so I finally decided to, and I'm so glad I did, because I'm obsessed with it now. Obsessed with it. It's just really good. And season 3 starts in less than a week from now, so I'm really excited.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
On the 10th it starts, so I'm really excited. I mean, it's just so good. I mean, it's very romance novel, especially the first season. But
it looks that way just by the pictures that I see.
Yeah, the characters are good. Claire, who is the main character, she's a really strong female character. It's set in 18th century Scotland, and it's just really, really good. It's very interesting. And it's a beautifully shot show, so I recommend it. There's some intense sex scenes which are enjoyable. Definitely geared towards women. Anyway, it's a great show, and I'm really glad I got into it. So I can't wait for it to come back.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So it's binge-worthy.
Binge-worthy for sure. Okay. Yeah.
So not hold off and wait.
I like to binge things. You know how I like to binge things. So, I definitely think it's binge-worthy. So.
Okay. Well, another show I would say is pretty binge-worthy, also on Stars, is American Gods. I had read so much about... Mm-hmm. It had been on so many lists of, like, the top 10 shows you should be watching and things like that. And Stars isn't necessarily one of those networks that like HBO.
Right.
It is like HBO, but... You don't necessarily hear that much about some of the programming on Stars. and I'm glad that I picked it up. We are on episode 4 of the season 1, and I remember reading something a couple months ago where it said that this is Stars is basically like, you can have as many seasons of this as possible. It is great. So well done. The cinematography is, it's kind of like so immersive, mm-hmm. but also it's enchanting. It's so well done.
I need
it. Reminds me a little bit of True Blood and the supernatural mm-hmm. aspect. And it's not as campy, obviously, as True Blood. But the characters are so rich, and you kind of have a Sookie Stackhouse sort of in the main character, who is Shadow Moon, played by Ricky Whittle, who is hot. And there are definitely, like you mentioned with Outlander, there are definitely some intense sex scenes. But here's the thing. So this is the main character. He's a hot guy. We've not seen him naked yet. Like, we've seen him in, you haven't seen
Outlander.
You haven't seen his butt. Like, what?
Outlander, you see almost all of Sam Hugan, and he's super hot. So, super hot ginger Scotland guy.
That's good. Oh, hot ginger.
I'm telling you.
Just kidding.
He's married to a ginger.
Just kidding. But the cast is fantastic. Ian McShane. Is in it. He was just in last season's Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm. He's been in so many other things. Gillian Anderson from X-Files.
That's what I've heard. Kristen Chenoweth.
Also? We haven't seen her yet, but I know she's only in one episode this season. It's just a really cool... And it was based on a novel.
Neil Gaiman, who has a huge following.
Yes. And he is involved in the show. So if you are a big fan of the novel, you will know that he is involved. So, and I know that from what I understand, he is heavily involved, and so it's very, very close to the novel. And I guess the novel's pretty big. So season one is
Outlander, kind of touching also on. Based on a series of novels, and I'm going to go read them now. But yeah, but the series, the books themselves have a huge following, and so now the show does. So so anyway, I am a fan of when they adapt books and do it well. So it's, anyway, Stars has some great content. I've heard some great things about some of their other shows, like The Affair.
See, that's
The White Queen, I think it's called. I've heard some good things too. So I've been meaning to go and watch them.
And The Affair has won so many awards. Yeah. It's been nominated for a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. I feel like I have so much other stuff to watch. Yeah. And this is a show about the lives of people, like not just one couple. People have any affair. I don't know if I can get into that.
I don't know either. But, you know, it's something to set. Like, people don't but I know really people think who about love it. Stars. Yeah, but they have really great programming, so.
But anyway, I would definitely give American Gods and
Outlander. It's definitely on my list, so I'll be watching that probably soon. So, yeah.
All right.
Well, let's get into our news headlines.
All right, so we start our pop culture headlines. Year-to-date revenue down considerably for the domestic box office this past Labor Day weekend. Didn't help any matters. The Hitman's Bodyguard did win, but it was the worst Labor Day in 20 years. So really bad. So 6% down domestically. But overseas, the international box office is up nearly 4%. That's thanks primarily to China, because now China is opening a lot of our movies there. Mm-hmm. We also are looking at a headline where it looks like we might have one new Joker to throw in the mix, or one Joker to take over for Jared Leto. It looks like Warner Brothers is working on a standalone, the origin of the Joker. And obviously, you would think that the Joker, who is currently the Joker, would be the person who would be in the standalone. That's not the case. Apparently, Leonardo DiCaprio is
Warner Brothers' choice. They want him to be the Joker. And what I've read, this is going to be a standalone origin story separate from the current Joker of Jared Leto. So Suicide Squad, Jared Leto is going to get his own movies, apparently, according to this article. And then Leo would do a whole different thing that's completely outside of DC, the DC,
universe
that they're working on now. So why we would need that. That's the headline.
We have too many clowns in this world as it is. And the newest clown, It, has returned.
Rigorous clown.
Yes, and it is now moving to the big screen.
Uh-huh.
The movie opens later this week.
Uh-huh.
I have to see this movie tomorrow night. I am not looking forward to it. I hate clowns.
Uh-huh.
I really hate clowns. And I'm not a big fan of horror movies.
Uh-huh.
So it's going to be a great night. But anyway, so here's the funny thing, is that this movie is causing legit clowns.
Legitimate clowns are losing business.
Legit is a real, that's a stretch. But apparently clowns are losing work because of the movie
it.
And the marketing
yeah.
with the movie because it's so scary. Which, that's fine. Clowns are creepy as fuck. I'm sorry,
creepy.
I'll say it.
They're
creepy. They are. I've told you about the story where I was interviewing this lady. She was taught she was doing some charity work. And whenever you go in for a TV interview, we always are like, hey, we need some video of you doing something. Your hobby. What are you going to be doing? Because she said she was an entertainer. Little did she tell us.
Was she a clown?
She's a fucking clown. So we do the interview. We did everything. Oh, so great. And then she's like, okay, well, I'm going to go get ready. And you guys can watch me like put on my makeup and stuff. And so I'm sitting there. The photographer's getting video. She starts putting on clown makeup and her voice starts changing because she is transforming into her character. I left the room. I couldn't do it. I'm like, I am not needed for this part. I ask questions and I have no questions for her. Oh, it was awful. I still have nightmares over that. It was awful. But anyway, so poor clowns. They're going to be out of work for a while.
Well, you know, and they're also saying that it was, I'm reading more of this article from the World Clown Association, the president, saying that
that's a thing.
The, you know, remember last year there was this rash of evil clown sightings across America?
Mm-hmm,
do you remember this? That hurt them too. And apparently they've created like a press kit to prepare clowns for the movie coming out. So what they could do... Now that there's another movie about evil clowns coming out. It's still weird to me that there are clowns in this day and age. Like, are there people actually want clowns around? Like,
I don't know who they are. Don't know who
are
they
like,
are.
Let's hire a clown for Johnny's birthday?
Here's another thing. So, I was never really afraid of clowns until... Maybe it was around the time of the last It, because mm-hmm. it was a TV series. But also, I remember it was on Current Affair. I don't know if you guys ever remember.
Current Affair, I remember.
Oh, you do? Okay.
I do.
I remember that there was a killer clown on the loose in Florida. And, of course, Current Affair would always do the dramatizations.
Yeah, oh God, yeah.
So they had somebody, like somebody, ding dong, and you open the door, and it's a fucking clown with red eyes and balloons. And that's where my phobia of clowns. Not a phobia. I mean,
I wouldn't say I have a phobia. I mean, I don't love clowns. I don't want to disrespect the actual clowns that are out there who are clowning around doing their clown business. Who love it. Okay, that's great. I just don't get it. I've never been entertained by clowns. The original It miniseries scared the crap out of me when I was a kid. So I am excited to see the remake, though, because it's supposed to be very scary, so...
It is 2 hours and 15 minutes.
Jesus Christ!
I just looked at that.
2 hours? Are they making another miniseries?
Hmm.
Wow.
This is originally from Stephen King's novel, and apparently he's seen it, and he's seen it twice, because he really enjoyed it.
Wow.
So, I can't wait. Anyway, so there are your news headlines, and I will
Mick's
do...
Mick's not going to get a lot of sleep tomorrow night.
No, I'm not. I'm not looking forward to this. I have to drive home in the dark. I can only imagine what I'm going to see when I'm driving home. Because I think I told you about the Blair Witch Project.
Stay away from storm
drains. When the Blair Witch Project came out, I was a camp counselor in Maine.
Oh my God.
And so a group of us went and saw the Blair Witch Project.
Why would you do that?
So the way this camp was laid out was... Camp counselors, if they drove in, because I was from Kansas, so in Maine, whatever. So they had, the parking lots were like half mile away from camp. There's no light between that parking lot and getting to camp.
So you had to walk through the woods?
So we had to walk.
In the dark?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Right. And do you think any of us thought ahead to getting
a
flashlight?
Because you didn't have phones, iPhones back then.
No,
right?
We didn't have phones back then. Right. Well,
what was it,
no,
90?
They were
that
like
was
a
98.
Bag,
but, yeah, that would have been
Oh, it was horrible. Horrible. Yeah, it was terrifying.
Yeah, that seems like a real bad idea when you're a camp counselor and you're stuck in the woods.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But anyway, so it is supposed to help, hopefully, the box office before Thor,
before
Star Wars
hoping
shows
that
up.
This will give a boost considering the miserable Labor Day weekend the box office had.
Yeah.
And, I mean,
which
overall
really
summer
bad.
Wasn't super profitable as they'd hoped
no.
it'd be. Yeah, mm-hmm. You know, there's only
even
few.
Though Wonder Woman is now in the top 20
yeah.
of box office hits, so that's
yeah.
pretty awesome.
Yeah.
But yeah, not even Wonder Woman can save it. Because I just think they need more variety, and they have to stop with always a sequel. I think that's also turning people off.
Right, yeah.
So there are the news headlines. Now let's talk some Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones. Just ended. We're just over a week out. This is on a Monday we're filming, so we're filming, taping, whatever we're doing.
We did film a little
we
bit.
We did film something. You're right. So I'm not completely wrong.
Threw you off your game.
So, you know, we're in the wake of season 7. Now we're all waiting for season 8.
Which we're going to have to wait probably quite some time.
I bet, yeah.
So it looks like the end of next year or beginning of 2018. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. They're gonna make this next season really good, I'm sure, and it's gonna take some time. But man, I hate having to wait so long. Anyway, so you know, we're reading about season 7 and what could happen in season 8 and all these theories. And so, I mean, overall, what were your thoughts on season 7?
Okay, so the only thing that sort of threw me, and we talked about this before it became a pretty big deal, was the pacing
mm-hmm.
of this latest season, because it seemed like people were getting places pretty quickly.
Right.
When, and you know, a lot of people talked about, well, it's just, you know, it's not the same Game of Thrones experience, whatever, but people complained so much over the first few seasons about
how long
it took
and
to
drawn
get
out
places,
it was, right.
Which is fine. But here's and we've talked about this on the podcast before. So here's the deal. You want dragons, you want fights, you want all
mm-hmm.
this big stuff.
You want all that stuff.
That costs a lot per episode.
Yeah.
So even if they stretched it out, and they easily could have done a 10-episode season.
Yeah,
they
absolutely.
Could have stretched a lot of it out.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of fat that they have to cut.
Yeah.
I wish the other seasons would have picked up a little bit, but again, they were based on these novels.
Right.
And so they kind of had to stick with a novel per season,
mm-hmm.
and then last season when they were doing this for the first time without the next novel, they were able to kind of play around a little bit, and last season moved a little bit differently.
Yeah.
Remember the finale last year where they're where did Varys just showed up
on
the ship?
Exactly.
What?
And then,
so it should have been a hint of what was to come, that this next season the pace is gonna change a little bit. Overall, I thought it was a great season.
I thought it was a great season. Yeah, pacing issues aside, I think it was a great season. I mean, so much happened, and,
right.
you know, they finally confirmed the Jon Snow as a Targaryen thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there were some really great character moments, and, you know, it was just great to finally see Jon Snow and Daenerys working together. You know, we've waited 7 seasons for that, and getting to see all the Starks reunite for the most part, you know, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was a lot of fan moments I think people have been waiting for, and
right.
we got to see that. So.
Well, a lot of people were complaining that there weren't many big main character deaths. But here's the thing. There aren't that many
right.
left. So you have to save it, because everyone thought Cersei was dead. And I was like, no, they're not getting rid of a big bad.
Right.
Like,
no,
the Night King
yeah.
is the big bad, but he doesn't.
But you also,
it doesn't really
yeah.
add that much.
Yeah, Cersei's not done yet, so.
No.
But, you know.
And there's a possibility that she will survive.
Right. And, I mean, next season, I think we're going to see some major deaths.
Mm-hmm.
I know it. We will. So, I mean, it's the final season. wrapping up the story, somebody major's going to die for sure. So.
And they'll die quite a bit. Like, I think that's what Theon's character projection will be. Like, he's going to save Yara.
And
then he'll
die in the process.
But he's going to kill Euron.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, that's the only thing that can redeem his arc. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, for sure. I really hope that's the case, because Euron is a jerk and Theon really needs to step it up and, you know, make up for the fact that he just let him take Yara.
Right. I did want to mention this, and I didn't tell you this, but I did read ahead, like, some people thought the spoilers, like, oh, this is a spoilers, this is what's going to happen in the finale. And there were a lot of them out there.
Yeah.
I didn't read the hacker stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Which, that was probably accurate, I guess. I don't think anybody really did a follow-up on that.
Yeah.
But there were some that usually have been pretty legit. I will tell you that they were wrong about the finale.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. They had said, well, here are a couple things that they'd said. They said that we were going to, at the end, see Yara, and she was going to be pregnant. So I guess Euron's baby?
Pregnant?
I don't know. Yeah, so there were certain things, and there were some beats. Oh, like Jorah was dead, that Euron killed him in the dragon pit, that White Walker got loose and started killing people. Not any main characters, but just started killing some people, and that the Mountain and the Hound, they faced off. I mean, just a lot of things, like the little things. I mean, they did have the wall coming down, but everyone knew that.
Everyone predicted. We predicted that, that we knew the wall was going to come down this season. Yeah. So.
But anyway, so just be careful for spoilers. I mean, I just read it because, I mean, I love Game of Thrones, but it's fun because sometimes, and I used to do this with The Walking Dead, with that one thing, I'd read ahead, but then I would forget by the time it premiered. So it's like,
the same way.
Right, I'm like,
I read theories, but then I forget all about
them. Right, I know, me too. Now, with Star Wars, it's a little different. I remember those, but yeah, some of the other, I'm like, it's just fun to read, and then I'm still going to watch it.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think they've proven that the spoilers, they're not, well, the hacks. The leaked episodes, those are some of the most watched on HBO's
of
the series.
Yeah.
So you can't necessarily say that is what's always going to be the case. It's people aren't going to tune in because they watched it already.
Right. I think the diehard fans who want to be genuinely surprised aren't going to go and search out that hacked stuff. You know what I mean? Like, you have to go and search that stuff out if you really want to see it. So I don't think HBO has anything to worry about as far as ratings and that sort of thing. No. They get those leaks.
But they do need to figure that out.
They need to clamp it down for next season for sure. So.
And we talked about this. One of the reasons why it happens is because this is such a big show, and they do have obviously a huge production company working on it. But these production companies have offices in different areas.
Yeah.
And so you have to share these episodes for the producer someplace to see it, for an editor that's working on a certain piece. I mean, you have so many different pieces to this puzzle.
Yeah.
It's not like they're editing it in one office.
Right.
They're editing it all over the world.
Right.
So, there are a lot of eyes that are on it.
Right.
And and as we just saw with the presidential election, shit gets hacked.
Shit gets hacked.
And it's pretty
easy. That's right.
Professionals are hacking.
Yeah, exactly. Somebody's paying them or something, you know, like to get to hack that. So, they probably just need to lock it down. I mean, they should just go old school and not put anything on any electronic media anywhere, you know, like do it all paper.
But then that means we would have to wait 2 years for Game of Thrones.
I know.
And I don't think anyone wants that.
No.
I will say that I mean, I'm obviously looking forward to next season, but I'm good with the wait. I'm good. You know, it's like, all right.
No, we'll go through it. I mean, I think the further we get away from the finale, you know, the less I'll think about it. But, you know, it's right now, it's like you want to know what's happening. So it's like, oh, God. But, you know, and I have no doubt that the final season's going to be really good. So, you know,
it'll
be worth the wait.
Right. And we have to remember the final season, from what we've read, most of those episodes will be between 1:15 and 1:30.
Right.
And the finale could be 2 hours.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're basically getting 8 to 10 episodes worth.
Right.
Just not spread out.
So let's talk about some of the theories that I've read. Have you read any theories?
I have read quite a few.
So I've heard, well, for one, have you seen the image of, at the end of of the season of season oh, the yeah. season finale. The White Walkers are shaped like possibly the Stark crest, the wolf, and I see it, but I also don't see it, and I'm like, I don't know, but...
But it could also be the show trolling us.
Right, exactly. It could be the show trolling us, That's but we know the Night King is a Stark, right? So
I mean, that's a theory.
That's a theory, but yeah.
He's a Stark.
But what significance would that have, is my question. If it was actually the Stark sigil of the wolf, what does that mean?
So what it means is that Bran...
Bran.
God,
yeah, I think Brandon is Bran, his room. Yeah.
But Bran will end up being the Night King. And that they're going to have to kill him. They'll have to kill Bran while he's warged into the Night King. And that's how. Yeah, that, this... Because it is, because George R. R. Martin has said that the ending is going to be bittersweet. So,
yeah,
we're going to kill a cripple kid. The Three-Eyed Raven.
Okay, Bran is not my favorite. He never has been.
No.
No.
But we also know that there was a scene that was cut where Sansa goes to Bran and says, hey, I need help with this. I can't figure this out. Is Arya this and that? And then Bran goes back and is like, no, Littlefinger's been playing you. And then he went back and went to all of these big moments that, and I don't think they saw it, but Bran then went back and then they figured it out that that he had, he basically started the war. And that he's the one that sent an assassin to kill Bran.
Right, exactly.
So
it's all Littlefinger's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, chaos is the ladder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, because a lot of people thought, oh, Sansa and Arya are just playing us.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
They actually weren't.
Yeah,
I think... It wasn't until this scene that they cut that Bran... And they did that reveal because it's just good TV.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it wouldn't have had the same impact... If we knew that they were setting him up and they were going
to
kill him.
Yeah, exactly. That was so much... It was a nice twist. So it was a nice thing to see. I've also heard a couple theories. Dany is probably going to get pregnant.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think... I mean, that makes sense to me just because there was this talk about her successor.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And because then, here's the thing. Mm-hmm. They don't have that much time. They're not wasting dialogue on throwaway shit.
Right, exactly.
It is everything they're saying.
Why are we talking about the successor if there's not going to be a reason for that?
Yeah.
Right, exactly. So, you know, and I've also read that... I mean, I think Dany is going to die. I feel like that's either Dany or Jon's going to die. I feel like it's going to be Dany.
I think it's going to be Jon.
You know, they're talking about the prince that was promised. You know, I watched this whole little video about it, and they think that Jon is going to have to kill Dany because he's in love with her. Because, you know, he's supposed to kill the person to help the person he loves to defeat the Night's King and that sort of thing.
But here's the thing, then she's not going to have that baby. And then there'll be no more Targaryens. They're not going to wipe the Targaryens out.
I don't know, maybe
it's kind of like Star Wars. They're not getting rid of the Skywalkers.
No.
How many times do we have to talk about this? Rey's a fucking Skywalker. Like, she's a Skywalker.
We're only a few months away from that, by the way. That's for another podcast.
Another podcast. That's the next one. 133.
That's right.
But the same thing, the Targaryen, I mean...
Right. Well, maybe she'll give birth to the baby and then she'll die.
So that takes 9 months. The White Walkers are right there. Like, I mean, I know it took him 7 seasons to get where we're at now. But they're moving.
It's true.
I just don't think they're going to kill her.
I don't know. I think it would be... There's your bittersweet ending that we're talking about. I think one of the major players is going to die, though. It's got to be Jon. It's got to be Dany.
Oh, I think it's Sansa.
Tyrion,
I think Sansa, Cersei, and Jon.
Yeah.
They're on my watch list. Because we know that George R. R. Martin, there were 5 of them that were to the end. Jon, Dany, Arya, who were the other? Tyrion. There was another one. They were there for the end.
What are you talking about? I don't
know. But there are 5. But he had said,
no.
These are the 5 that make it all the way to, like, but I still think Jon's...
But it's still, I mean, it could be different than what George... They might change the ending a little bit.
But remember, George, that's how they got the job.
Yeah.
Because they figured out the ending.
Oh, that's right. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because they're going to have kids. Somebody's going to have to...
Yeah, somebody's going to have to have kids. You're right.
So...
You're right. And I think it's going to be, the Targaryens.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just, like, somebody is going to die. And,
absolutely.
I mean, it could be Jon killing Dany or Dany killing Jon. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Jon being like, do it to save the world or whatever.
I think they're going to kill Bran, too.
Yeah, I think Bran's going to die. Yeah, that makes sense.
But
yeah.
I really think Arya needs to go, too.
Yeah.
I mean, she is.
I love Arya.
I do, too, but.
Yeah, I don't know.
there's no redemption for Artie. Not redemption, no. You know what I mean? Like, she knows that she can't fit back in the family at this point. I mean, yeah, she's obviously a protector right now, but once the White Walkers are gone, she's still going to have that.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, and you know, there's this other theory that, what was the man of faces? Jack?
Jackin? My dad is screaming at us right now.
I know. Sorry, Dad. Sorry.
We dabble with the names.
That's Ned.
That Ned is Jackin?
That for some reason, like, faces. I know it's a really weird thing, but I don't know. But that's another one. That he's some, like, there's a reason why he's been around. Like, he switched with Ned before he was beheaded. And so... I don't know. I think that was far-fetched.
I think that was pretty far-fetched. Yeah, Ned is dead, for sure. I think that one's a little far-fetched,
But, I mean, there's so many theories.
Yeah, there's a million theories out there.
Well, and there's the theory that Stoneheart will finally make an appearance at the end.
Why?
Because the White Walkers are coming down.
Oh, yeah.
So bodies are just going to start popping up.
But she's been dead for years. Well, I mean, they're skeletons. Never mind, they're skeletons.
And remember, she's in the novel.
I don't know. It would be interesting, but I don't know. What's the point of bringing... I mean, I think if
bring
anything,
her back
it's
to kill her.
It's an Easter egg, probably. Or, you know, like a nod, you know, like... I bet there's going to be a
or
walker
could
that
be.
Looks like
Catelyn. So here's the thing. So in the novel, or the novels, Stoneheart's a thing.
Yeah.
So, and we have a pretty good feeling. The reason why they didn't resurrect her is because then John's resurrection really wouldn't have worked.
Uh-huh.
I mean, certain things. So what if you bring her back in the last season? Because she's in the show. She is... Something with her is going to be big in the novel.
Uh-huh.
The White Walkers are coming down. People are going to start coming alive, you know, because we have those skeletons and things.
Uh-huh.
So Catelyn's there, and then maybe in the novels, one of the Starks kill her. I mean, she's a White Walker.
Yeah.
So... So that would
I mean, it's an interesting thing. I just don't see why at this point they would do it, though.
Right.
You know, like, of all, you know.
But here's the thing. So you have the White... So they're still giving you that element from the novels. And maybe that's how... Maybe in the novels, that's how it ends. With Arya or somebody having to kill Catelyn.
Maybe. Yeah.
Because, I mean, she's... Okay, so look at it from the novel perspective. What do you do with Lady Stoneheart?
Yeah, I mean, the novel's different.
They're going to have to kill her.
Yeah, well, yeah.
So if you can still work her in a little bit... So, I mean, this is the final season bringing back... I mean, Ned doesn't have a head. You know, but I'm not doing that. But you know what I mean? Like, what... I mean, how cool would that be to end one of the episodes with, like, oh my God, that's Mom.
Yeah.
And then the next episode, they have to kill her.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty sweet.
I mean, it would be pretty sweet, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you still have your Lady Stoneheart, but yet you...
But it's not like a... It's not a whole
plot point.
Right, it's just something like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they've got to surprise us. When we talked about this before, they've got to surprise us this last season. Because I feel like a lot of stuff that happened this season, people called it.
Predicted, yeah.
Predicted.
Right, exactly.
I mean,
yeah.
Pretty
right.
Close
exactly.
To being predicted.
Yeah. John and Danny hooking up. We all knew that was coming, you know.
The wall was coming down.
We all knew the wall was going to come down. A lot of us figured out that Littlefinger was going to die in some capacity, you know. And then the whole, I don't know, even the dragon thing some people predicted, so.
Yeah,
the
absolutely.
Ice dragon, whatever. So.
Well, and so let's talk about the ice dragon for a little bit. So we still really don't know what it's...
Yeah.
It's not ice.
It's not ice.
It can't be ice.
But it's not fire,
Ice doesn't bring down ice. So, but it looked like blue fire.
Yeah, I mean, it's just blue fire.
So, maybe it's just something that, I mean, this is supernatural world. They can come up with whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not necessarily ice. Yeah. So, it can still, maybe instead of being so hot, it burns. It's so cold.
Maybe. And then what if it, like, turns people into White Walkers? I don't know. It's just something that popped in my head.
Yeah.
I don't know if that
has
happened. But...
Because I think it was some article I read. He's not an ice dragon.
No.
He's not an ice dragon. It's something completely different.
Something I know.
Totally different.
Yeah.
He's
a white dragon.
Right.
White, yeah.
So that's why it's blue fire.
Yeah.
And that's why they could have had an ice dragon all they wanted.
Yeah.
But the ice dragons melt fire. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. There's so much.
I know. There's so much.
And then the other thing is, like, I think it will end at Winterfell.
I feel like, yeah. That feels like that's a good...
Yeah. And it's exciting that Jaime's heading up there.
I know. I'm really excited to see what happens with Jaime, because I think he's finally tired with Cersei's bullshit.
Well, he said in an interview, this is where it ends. Like, when she was going to... The possibility that she was going to kill him. And she turned on her... I mean...
Yeah. Right.
She is...
Yeah. She's
But crazy. The whole prophecy thing still makes me wonder a little bit. Because remember, even Jon was, like, questioning Dany's prophecy. Yeah. Like...
Yeah,
the thing is like, why plant that prophecy?
Right, if it's not going to come true, or if there's not some sort of something about it that's going to happen.
And didn't they say in the show they never said the Valcor?
Yeah, they never said the Valcor thing, so I don't know. I still think Jaime's going to be the one to kill Cersei. And that's the one, that's the only thing that makes sense. Like, that's how it should happen, you know? Right.
Or
Tyrion, or Arya. It's Arya. Yeah.
And, mm-hmm. But can Arya steal the face of someone who's alive?
I don't think so. I don't know.
I don't think so
either. I don't think so.
We had 3 seasons of that. I don't know why none of us...
I'm pretty sure knows, you have probably. To die. Well, you remember there's all those people who like died on the fountain or whatever in the palace, whatever it's called. I'm sorry, Dad. I know you're listening to this. I can't remember things from 2 seasons ago. But, you know, like those people died and then those faces went up on the wall. Oh, so yeah, I think you have to be dead.
Because there's a theory that Arya will just steal Jaime's face or Tyrion's face, mm-hmm. and then do it. Because it would be, but I still think it'd be better if they actually
killed her. I feel like it's. But more again, poetic.
Why didn't they include that in the show?
I don't know.
So it makes me.
Yeah, I don't know.
But it could be for the people who aren't following along. You know, like.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, Valcor, what the hell is that? You know, like, because mm-hmm. you have to remember these people are making a TV show for people who are. Obviously, they're paying service to the novels, but they're making a TV show for people who
don't know anything about the series. Yeah, right. Who haven't read the books, who are just watching the show, mm-hmm. you know. So, yeah, I don't know. But I still think Jaime has to be the one to kill her. It's the only one that makes, like...
Right.
That would be poetic. Mm-hmm. Or Arya, but I think it would be more... It would be better if Jaime did it.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see his role, like... Obviously, he's done with Cersei's bullshit, and so now he's going north because he said I would go help them fight, and I'm gonna go help them fight. Right. So, you know, I wonder if he's gonna team up with Brienne, and then.
I don't know. So who do you think? How do you think the show ends? Do you think somebody ends up on the throne?
I don't know. I feel like. Whoever's left standing after the whole battle with the White Walkers, I think they're going to be like, you know, this is ridiculous. We don't need to fight for the throne. Let's start a democracy or whatever.
Yeah.
We'll have someone vote on who wants to take over. Or there'll be some sort of truce or treaty or something where mm-hmm. they all kind of just live together in harmony. So yeah, I don't think there's going to be... I think Cersei's going to be the only one who's fighting for that throne, you know, who wants it. And the rest of them will be like, come on, Cersei.
Right.
Like half of Westeros is dead because of the mm-hmm. you know, the White Walkers. So, I don't know. It'll be interesting.
Yeah, and we have to remember Dany's prophecy, too, mm-hmm. where she's walking through the, you know, mm-hmm. their snow coming into the throne room.
Yeah.
She's walking through it. There has to be something to that, too. I mean, you're not going to have these things if there's not going to be a reason
to
revisit it, because it's kind of a waste of time. But again, who knows?
Yeah, I don't know.
But I think for the story to end, because here's the thing. You put somebody on the throne. Oh, happy ending, bittersweet.
Yeah. Blah.
Well, guess what? Then it can just happen all over again.
I think maybe after the war with the White Walkers is said and done, everything's, you know, let's say Westeros is destroyed, you know, like especially King's Landing. I mean, everyone just bands together and it's like, mm-hmm. we can build a better world. We don't need a ruler. Let the people decide, yada, yada. I don't know. I don't know who's that gonna be, but
that's a lot of stuff that's gotta happen.
I think it's gonna change how Westeros is run, mm-hmm. like how Westeros is, you know. So
yeah,
I don't know.
Or maybe the White Walkers win.
Yeah, and maybe everyone's dead.
And that's how
maybe that's how it is. And Cersei gets to become the Night Queen. and rule.
I still think there's that. I mean, the thing is, the dude's on a dragon now.
I know.
He can just take off. That's true. He can go right to King's Landing.
He could. I know.
Because the Night Queen's a thing. She was a thing.
But we've never heard about it in the show.
That doesn't mean anything.
I know that doesn't mean anything, but I'm just saying.
Because again, it's that surprise element.
Yeah.
You think, oh, Cersei's got to die. She's got to die. Well, she's going to die, but she's going to still be around. And the fact that her and Kit Harington have the exact same contract. Mm-hmm. We know that from the hackers. Exact. Which is great that they're being paid the same. But they have almost identical contracts.
Yeah.
So when it you tells do something like that.
Yeah, it tells you something.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway. All right, so anything else?
No, I think that's it.
Yeah. Well, obviously, we want to hear what you guys think, and especially Kat's dad. Let us know what you think. We'll bring you back.
Yeah, he'll have theories. And he'll chastise us for not remembering things.
I know. Sorry.
Yeah, we're terrible.
We need to have him back on the podcast to talk about this.
Yes, I know.
And we will have plenty of time to talk Game of Thrones.
Over the next, at least year, I'm assuming. Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Because I think they start filming in October,
but
it looks like they're going to be filming until middle of next summer, and if that's any indication, that means that winter's going to end in the series.
Good point.
That's exactly.
Yeah, right?
Because remember, King's Landing, the snow's coming
down.
Yeah,
the snow's already starting in King's Landing. Winter is there.
So that means everywhere.
Yeah, I wonder if we're going to get some sort of flash forward or anything like that.
Well, they're not going to do an all-out battle for 6 episodes.
No, you're right. Yeah.
But anyway.
All
right. Okay. Thanks, guys, for listening. Again, reach out to us. Let us know what you think. We want to include you in the conversation.
You can email us, agalandagay@gmail.com. We're also on Twitter and Facebook, agalandagay, so you can reach us through there. So reach out to us. Email us. We'd love to hear from you.
And we also have a phone number, 816-237-8422. Again, that's 816-237-8422. It is on our Podbean page. And leave us a message, and we'll play your voicemail on air.
We'd love to hear from you. So you could hear yourself on our little podcast if you want to. Also, while you're at it, if you could go to Apple Podcast or Podbean and rate us, like us, tell us what you like about us. We'd love to hear from that, hear from you. So we're also on Podbean, Google, wherever you get your podcast, you can find us and share us with your friends. That'd be great.
All right, until next time, guys.
Okay, bye-bye.